Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, so today we're going to read three books because this book actually has three different stories in it. And this is the Disney Pixar Cars Tune book, and it's the story of Heavy Metal Mater and Other Tall Tales. It's adapted by Frank Berrios, and it's read by
Mommy
and Philip.
Okay.
And we start with Heavy Metal Mater, and then we read Unidentified Flying Mater, and then we read Tokyo Mater. So, without any further ado, Heavy Metal Mater. Lightning McQueen was enjoying the music at Flo's karaoke night. He turned to his friend Mater and asked,
"Why don't you get up there and sing?"
"Nah, I don't want to steal the show,"
replied Mater as he started to tell Lightning McQueen a story.
"I was a big rock star. Started out in a garage band," said Mater.
For a startup band, they were pretty good. In fact, Mater's band was so good, everyone wanted to know if they had a record. So the band decided to make one. Everything was going pretty well at the studio until a pesky fly got into the recording booth. Then the drummer tried to swat the fly with his drumsticks. He started to play faster and faster. Mater had no choice but to sing faster and faster too. He liked the new, heavier sound.
"Oh yeah!"
shouted Mater as he rocked on. Do you remember what the song was?
What?
"Dadgum! Dadgum, dadgum!"
A music agent named Dex liked Mater's singing.
"That sounds like angels printing money to me,"
Dex said.
"All you need is a new name."
Mater thought for a moment, but before he could answer, a package arrived for him.
"Where do you want this heavy metal, Mater?"
asked the mover.
"That's it!"
cried Mater, and Heavy Metal Mater was born. Band's shows sold out everywhere they went. Heavy Metal Mater sported a cool new look that drove the fans wild. Heavy Metal Mater really knew how to put on a show. Lights flashed all over the stage, and the guitar solos were amazing. Mia and Tia were super fans. They never missed a show and knew all the words of Heavy Metal Mater's songs. Yep, Heavy Metal Mater was on top of the charts and on top of the world. They were unstoppable. The band closed every show with their most popular song, "Dadgum.
Dadgum, dadgum."
And just as they finished the tune, a giant Heavy Metal Mater balloon would rise from behind the stage and float over the audience as they screamed for more. Lightning interrupted Mater's story.
"You were Heavy Metal Mater?"
asked Lightning.
"No,"
replied Mater.
"We was Heavy Metal Mater." "Are you ready to rock?"
screamed lightning as he jammed on the keyboard. He was in the band too. Lightning McQueen even joined Mater at the microphone for the big finale.
I'm sorry, Mater. That did not happen,
said Lightning McQueen.
Well, suit yourself,
replied Mater as he looked up into the sky. And what did he see? He saw the heavy metal Mater balloon. It was real. And that's the end of that story. So now we read Unidentified Flying Mater. Lightning McQueen and Mater were cruising down Main Street when suddenly a hubcap flew by.
Hey, look, said Mater. A UFO.
Mater, that was a hubcap, replied Lightning.
No, it was a UFO, insisted Mater. I know, because I seen one once. Yep, it was a crystal clear night, Mater began, when suddenly a UFO popped right up in front of me. Well, hey there, welcome to Earth. My name's Mater.
My name is Mator, replied the UFO.
Should I take you to my leader? Asked Mater.
Your leader, said the UFO.
All right then, said Mater.
Mater took his new friend home with him.
Well, here's all my leaders,
announced Mater, and he showed him motor oil, because they come in 1 liter containers. But he meant liter, L-I-T-E-R, instead of leader, L-E-A-D-E-R. Very confusing. Mater was surprised at how thirsty the little UFO was.
Burp,
belched Mator after gulping down a large barrel of oil.
Yep, we did all my favorite things,
Mater told Lightning McQueen.
I taught him how to drive backwards, said Mater, and he taught me how to fly.
Suddenly, helicopters swooped in and grabbed Mater's little buddy.
Mator, I'll save you,
yelled Mater. Mater followed them to a secret base called Parking Area 51. He flew over a fence and quickly tried to find where they were holding the UFO. When Mater saw his little friend surrounded by a group of scientists, he knew he had to act fast. Mater snuck into the building and disguised himself as a doctor so he could get closer to the scientists surrounding Mater.
Let's get out of here,
yelled Mater. As Mater and Mator made a break for the exit, the scientists tried to stop them, but they failed. Then, tough-looking vehicles of every shape and size joined the chase.
Whoa, 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 said Lightning. Do you really expect me to believe that you helped a UFO escape?
Well, you should, replied Mater. You was there, too.
Ah! Screamed Lightning McQueen as he turned to see the military vehicles right on their tail. Suddenly, all the cars slammed on their brakes.
Whoa,
said Mater as the mothership appeared over the horizon.
It's beautiful,
said Lightning, just before he was beamed aboard the mothership, along with Mater and their little friend. Then, whoosh, the giant mothership blasted off into space.
Thanks for saving us, Mrs. UFO, said Mater. You think you can drop us off at home?
Whoa, screamed Lightning, falling from the mothership.
Thank you,
said Mater, as the ship flew off.
I'm sorry, Mater, said Lightning. This did not happen.
Oh, yeah? Then how come I can do this?
Replied Mater as he began to float away. thirsty for a leader after telling his story.
Mater could float. That's crazy.
That's the end of that story. And one last story is Tokyo Mater. Dun, dun, dun. Early one morning, Lightning McQueen and Mater were relaxing at Flo's.
You know, I used to be an import, Mater said.
What?
No way, said Lightning.
Yes way, replied Mater. It all started one day when I saw this car. Hey there, bud, looks like you could use a tow somewhere, said Mater.
Yes, but it is very far, replied the customer.
Well, shoot, said Mater. No tow's too far for the tow, Mater.
Man, I gotta change my slogan, said Mater, as he drove out of the ocean and gasped for air. Mater had just towed the car halfway around the world to Tokyo, Japan.
As Mater unhooked his customer, he accidentally bumped into Kabuto, the infamous drift racer. Kabuto challenged him to a drift race to the top of Tokyo Tower. To win the race, Mater would need some upgrades. Luckily, his two biggest fans, Mia and Tia, were in Tokyo, too.
Modify!
Yelled Mia and Tia. Soon, Mater had a new look, with modifications on everything, from his tow cable, to his tail fin, to his wheels, to his paint job. He looked as if he could race. But could he really beat Kabuto to the top of Tokyo Tower? Mater and Kabuto approached the starting line. The two cars peeled off, leaving a cloud of smoke behind them.
You can't drift, said Kabuto
as the two skidded around a corner.
You are a loser. Ha ha ha.
I'll show you, replied Mater as he poured on the speed and drove the wrong way down a one-way street.
After a few quick turns, Mater caught up with Kabuto, but the crafty drift racer had a plan.
Ninjas, attack!
Yelled Kabuto. Suddenly, Mater was surrounded.
Whoa, ninjas! What did you do?
Asked Lightning.
Well, shoot, you ought to know you was there too, replied Mater.
Dragon Lightning McQueen arrived just in the nick of time.
I will take care of this dragon style, said Lightning.
One by one, he quickly defeated the ninjas.
Ka-chow!
Then Mater spotted Kabuto up ahead, almost to the tower.
Quickly, follow me!
Lightning and Mater took a shortcut through a construction site.
Whoa, look at me, I'm drifting, said Mater as he skidded back and forth. Whee!
Oh no, we're running out of road, said Mater. I can't stop.
Then go,
cried Lightning, and he gave Mater a shove from behind.
Cannonball,
screamed Mater as he flew through the air towards Tokyo Tower.
Victory is mine, Kabuto said to himself, just before Mater landed in front of him.
Kabuto was shocked.
You cannot defeat me,
Kabuto yelled.
I can too, said Mater.
Cannot,
replied Kabuto.
Can too,
teased Mater.
Stop saying that,
yelled Kabuto, and he pushed Mater over the rail. But as he began to fall, Mater lassoed his tow cable to the flagpole at the top of Tokyo Tower. He pulled himself up seconds before Kabuto arrived.
I win, said Mater. And that's how I became Tokyo Mater, King of the Drifters, declared Mater proudly.
The end.
Thank you.